David Meltzer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How old is the Kennewick Man, and what are his origins?
Kennewick Man is about 8,500 years old, and that's based on radiocarbon dating of the actual skeleton. And his origins have been quite controversial. The question was he related to modern-day Native Americans, or does he represent an earlier population that came into the New World, which was in turn subsequently replaced by modern Native Americans? What the DNA evidence shows is he was one of them. He was a Native American.
Why did it take so long to identify him?
In the late 90s, DNA efforts were made to recover something, but in those days, the techniques and the technology was so very, very primitive. You needed a decade or more of ancient DNA work to bring it up to speed to make it possible to reconstruct Kennewick's DNA.
This research turned into a lawsuit between the federal government, five Native American tribes, and a group of scholars. How did that turn out?
A lot of your tax dollars were at work there. The Army Corps of Engineers, at the request of the Native American tribes, sought to reinter Kennewick into the ground immediately. The tribes had made the argument that Kennewick was one of their ancestors and that, therefore, his remains fell under what's referred to as NAGPRA, the Native Americans Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. A number of individuals sued in turn, claiming that, well, he's not a Native American, so therefore NAGPRA does not apply. The lawsuit started in the fall of 1996. It was finally resolved in 2004, and an appeals court said, he's not a Native American, therefore go ahead and do a study. Here's the ironic part. As a part of that study, a bit of the bone was provided to my colleague Eski Willerslev, who analyzed the DNA, which demonstrates that, in fact, he is a Native American. The lawsuit to basically show that he wasn't turned out to show that, in the end, he was.
So what happens to the Kennewick Man now?
It's now back to the Army Corps of Engineers, which is the federal agency that has jurisdiction over the skeletal remains. It will possibly go back to court. Several weeks ago when we were in Seattle announcing the results of this research, there were representatives of the five claimant tribes. Representatives of each of the five tribes spoke about what this means to them. Jim Boyd, the chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville, said, "We've known all along that he is one of us." And what each of them said was, "We've learned who he is. It's time for Kennewick to be reburied."
David Meltzer is a professor of prehistory at SMU, and he co-authored the study into the Kennewick Man for the journal Nature. Thanks for joining me.
It's been my pleasure.